week. And right now I am talking about Suite 7A in Darlinghurst, which is presenting two wonderful new exhibitions, which is The Famous Five by Rebecca Shabilia and Robin Clare's Stepping Into the Role. I'm joined by both of the artists in studio this morning, as well as the owner of the space, manager and owner of the space, Raffaella Pondofini. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Thank you.
Good, thanks.
So I'm just going to unpack these two exhibitions a little bit more. I'm going to start with you, Robin. Mm-hmm. So your work, Stepping Into the Role, is inspired by your interest in the role of women in dancehall culture. So can you unpack this a little bit for us and what that all means?
All right. So I'm originally from Jamaica. And so a lot of my work has to do with just looking at the cultural influences. And yeah, I'm a massive dancehall fan and just like a bit obsessed about the place that women play and just the dynamics of gender within the dancehall space and all these interesting games come out of it. It's quite lots of humour. So yeah, it's quite fun to kind of check it out.
Yeah, so... What was your initial interest into like exploring this? Did you have any kind of experience or personal experience in dancehall culture?
Yeah, well, growing up in Jamaica, yeah. you just end up kind of, you know, there. Go to the parties and you kind of watch how things develop, and it's just fascinating to just watch people, and I love watching people interact. So yeah, that's.
And can you explain the concept? I read a bit about slackness and its presence. What does that mean?
Okay, so Jamaica's quite a conservative society, lots of churches and religion, and then dance hall is the opposite of that. So slackness, a lot of more conservative people call the culture a bit slack, so that it's a bit kind of loose, you know, not kind of like it's very focused on sex and body images and all kind of lewd kind of behavior.
Bad
and,
things.
Yeah. So that's where slackness comes out of.
And how have you explored this? Like, I've read that you've used a lot of color and rhythm and repetition in your paintings. Can you kind of describe them a little bit for us?
Okay.
It's hard.
So the dancers in Jamaica, the you know, you have these incredible creative people just coming out with dances every day, and so it's the dancers are quite repetitive themselves, and I just to get the movement in, I love to kind of try and tap into that movement in the paintings. So. Just kind of repeating the dance moves, having the name of the dance, using bright colours to kind of energise. So, yeah, just try and pack in as much movement as possible.
Sounds wonderful. I feel like just from your words, you've painted a wonderful picture. So, Rebecca, your work in The Famous Five uses an incredible breadth of colour.
It's not just The Famous Five. It's Thunderbirds Ago as well. Tintin Kirano from Thunderbirds, the female...
Oh, awesome.
From Thunderbirds.
So can you talk to me a little bit about the colour that you've used?
It's
bright?
Different colours. It's like, it's Posca as well as, Painty and Copic textures are used in my... artwork, not just painty textures. There's a lot of colour and it's extremely bright.
Yeah.
And the blue background shows the day.
Awesome.
Time in The Famous Five. There's also green as well as the blue, there's green on the grass. So you'll find out that it's a glowing green.
And so what inspires you to make these pictures?
I do... It's like when you're making the artwork, you've got to focus on what you're doing on the paper and that. And some of it gets some of it gets framed and some of it doesn't get framed, and some of it I've done on canvas and some not. Some on paper, and the paper ones get framed but in different settings.
So you're in this work you're showing at Suite 7A. It covers 9 years of your artistic practice, which is a really long time.
I've sold 6 so far of the paintings, because a lot of my artwork, well, Joe wanted to buy one for my niece, who's 2 now, going on 3, and they're about to have another one in March.
Awesome. So, Raphael, what was it like combining these two different exhibitions in your space? Sweet.
Well, I guess they're actually in very separate spaces. Robin is in like a hallway project that I've got going on, and then Rebecca's is inside the studio. So, I mean, they definitely made sense to me being together because they're both quite graphic and both really bright. But yeah, they're quite kind of separate shows.
And how did you find both of these wonderful artists?
Rebecca Shkvilia is from a gallery called Arts Project Australia based in Melbourne.
In Northcote.
In Northcote, yeah. And I have been a really big fan of her work for about 8 years. She was in my very first group exhibition I ever did, and I've got works of hers at home.
And I also had a spring exhibition here, 1883.
Yeah, you were in spring 1883. So I've always
wanted
to.
And also in the Hotel Windsor in the city.
Yeah.
And I also do life drawing
at night. Yeah.
At Arts Project.
Yeah, so that was really, I've always wanted to do a show of Rebecca's work, so that was really exciting, and Arts Project have been very generous in partnering. And Robin, similarly, I met through some friends, and I got a work of hers, which I really love, and so, yeah, it's just been waiting for the right time for the show to come up, so, yeah.
Yeah, so you mentioned that both the exhibitions are in quite different spaces, but what do you think audiences have to learn from experiencing them in the same gallery?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's a good question. I mean, I think they're both artists that, you know, should be given
a platform,
and that I haven't seen shows of in Sydney before, so I feel really privileged and excited to have shown. And you know, I think that they both should be showing a lot more around the space, which is, you know, hopefully will come out of this. And yeah, they're both great shows. So I really hope people can come and have a look.
Yeah, and hopefully this platform helps kickstart or further both everyone's careers.
Yes.
They both sound incredible.